From WHQR Public Media, I'm Shauna Kenny, and this is Wild Things. I cover creatures and critters of the coastal Carolinas and the people who care for them. Come with me. Let's get wild.
The name Blueberry Lane evokes a whimsical place of some other time, when children skipped down narrow dirt roads picking wild berries on their way to a place like that Fisher Price barn that mooed when you opened its doors. But Blueberry Lane Farm Sanctuary is a very real safe space for animals, a farm thriving today in Atkinson, North Carolina, a town home to under 300 people in a state among the five largest pork producers in the United States. Founder Debbie Davis started the sanctuary in 2018 with six roosters and two pigs, Francis and Patrick, on 8 acres of land she owned in Castle Hayne. The roosters came from someone in New York City who rescued them from a wet market. The pig siblings took a more covert route, delivered from a nearby concentrated animal feeding operation, a.k.a. CAFO, on the back of a truck of a concerned farmer. Kim Reinhart, a volunteer since 2019, turned director of operations after Debbie's passing. On top of a full-time job as head of a school for special needs children, she is here daily, feeding, watering, bedding, and medicating the 30-plus animals as needed.
They're raised to a certain weight and size, and then they're moved to another farm to finish them. They did not make the right size or weight for the machinery, so they dump them, all the piglets that aren't the size, into a truck and euthanize them, gas them, basically. But they were rescued.
Debbie wanted to allow agricultural animals the space to live out their natural lives, so she formed a 501c3 and made it official. Soon more animals arrived. Some she could take, some she could not, along with a small army of volunteers. She often said she had the calling to protect the most vulnerable of God's creatures. Debbie was diagnosed with cancer in 2020, then died in February of 2024. Her end-of-life arrangements provided for the animals, though her land was sold in the settlement. After a celebration of life, following Debbie's wishes, the board and volunteers worked with her family, buying 10 acres of land in Atkinson, then moving 4 truckloads of animals there this past April. Today, goats and lambs roam freely between green sheds turned mini-barns. Chickens and roosters stay safe in their pens while pot-belly pigs wallow in the 96-degree heat. The brothers Francis and Patrick still live, going on 8 years now.
Debbie told me a few years ago, she said, you know they'll probably live to be about 8.
Today they slurp watermelon as a lunchtime treat, while a squatter flits about. He's a bantam rooster who appeared on his own and never left, his blue and gold feathers catching streaks of sunlight as he runs.
We have some trails. We want to, in the fall, have groups of people come and do some kind of, can you identify? Can you, because we are all, you know, that's huge for out here.
Yeah.
To have this area of land, and I talked to the previous owners, and they were saying, we're so glad it was y'all that bought it. We waited for that kind of person to buy it that wanted to preserve as much. So we don't have any plans to clear anymore.
Good.
I mean, if we fence in a little more for animals, it'll be for foraging purposes. And if we have to put in another little small barn, if we get another rescue, it'll be over in this area.
The rescue plans to keep the wooded edges uncleared. It's home to families of deer, red-spotted purple butterflies, and summer lightning bugs, among countless other unseen forms of life. Gabrielle Monsieur currently works as the on-site caretaker and animal care manager in a space that will be an educational center in the future.
I usually get out here about 6:45.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes me about an hour to do everything.
Feed everybody.
Yeah, I think in the morning, though, they're just so happy to see you. So I think it's my favorite.
Every single one of the animals has a backstory the humans are happy to tell.
This is Isabel. Isabel was the only survivor of a trucking accident. A Good Samaritan saw all of them on the road and saw her move. Guided her, took her to Sisu, which is a refuge, a sanctuary about an hour away. And Joseph and Erica called us because they knew we did a lot with the Cornish crosses. I went up there, took her straight to an avian vet in Durham who said, not much you can do. She had no feathers, road rash, shattered leg, wouldn't eat, wouldn't drink, nothing. So I just kept nursing her through the night, called the vet school. They said just euthanize her. So I brought her back to Ennis Acres, Debbie and I, and then it ended up being Debbie's. She got so much care. And then our vet said, hey, why don't I just set her leg and see what happens, see if she'll walk. So we just went for it and look at her.
Here is our oldest rooster. He is a rescue from a truck that was taking a trip down the interstate, pulled off at a rest stop. He was stuck outside the crates, and rescuers just miraculously happened to be there. And they said, we want to grab that chicken. He's not even in a crate. And they said, you have like 3 seconds. They grabbed him and brought him to us. He's a Cornish cross, and he is 6.5 years old. And most people, the ones at the feed store in Monroe, said, you know your Cornish crosses will only last about 6 months because they're designed to be meat.
Right.
But we know how to take care of them. And I said, no, we've got plenty that are well over 4 and 5 years old.
So was he a baby when you found
him? He was a baby, and okay. He was paralyzed. We built a therapy chair and got him, spent 6 months teaching him to walk.
This guy is Jakey. He was rescued as a young lamb, brought to us. Found out he has special needs through his rumen can't absorb all the nutrients correctly. So basically we went through a few vets trying to figure out why everything's not right in his digestive system. And we figured out he had coccidia, which is a parasite that just kind of, you know, messed up his lining and things like that. We just keep an eye on him and he's doing good. We've had to treat him a few times for different digestive upsets, but he's doing great now. He's 5 years old, doing great. And this is Ace. He's gonna be neutered July 31st.
Okay.
We can't do it sooner
because
it kind of messes up their urinary system.
Okay.
So we've noticed he's become more and more teenager-y.
Yeah.
Okay. And he always does that to everybody. We only ever had one turkey and he died. Back when Debbie was still alive, he had severe bumblefoot. He just had
all
went through a lot
problems.
Of events.
Yeah.
But we will get some. Turkeys are amazing. And they can walk around and get along with each other much more than roosters do.
They will tell them again and again when the sanctuary opens to the public for educational tours this fall.
Zoning has been kind of a thing to navigate. Mm-hmm. We're having to become a bona fide farm for agritourism to actually have animals on this level of acreage. And we want to invite the community to come out again, and we'll be ready soon.
Until then, the farm survives on Patreon donations and t-shirt collaborations with the likes of Sea Level Diner. Of course, more hands can always be used as volunteers.
There's another sanctuary next door, Happy and Sunshine Pig Sanctuary and Rescue, while Sisu Refuge is an hour away in Albertson. They all share resources and borrow ideas from bigger outfits like the Gentle Barn in California and Farm Sanctuary in New York. Just a stone's throw away, there are also working hog farms.
But Kim says they just want to be good neighbors. Debbie would want it that way. After all, Blueberry Lane's slogan is, "We farm compassion."
I'm Shauna Kenny. This has been Wild Things. You can find more episodes at whqr.org and on your favorite podcast app.
This episode was executive produced by Ben Shockman, mixed and edited by Brilliant Cut Studios. The music is by Mike Holiday, and the logo is by Jeffrey Everett at Rockets Are Red. Thanks for listening. See you in the wild.
Wild Things is a WHQR podcast made possible by a grant from the Fourth Estate Fund.